Okay, I'd like to welcome everybody. First, the Rav Paperno, who's not a new person here. We know each other from Harbe Shanim, by Yeshiva. So, and all the Talmidim and the Madrich. And it's very nice for you to come to New York. Maybe one day we can meet you in Rome, or Yerushalayim, maybe it's better. We can meet like halfway. Yeah, what? Pnei Baruch, Imrei Baruch. So we're very happy that we're able to be here together. Bruchim Habaim B'Shem Hashem. Okay, we've been doing a whole series of shiurim. Today's shiur, the packet Zion, is a self-contained unit, so you'll be able to hopefully understand it clearly. Okay, and then we're going to focus on one line in the Gemara. One line, maybe it takes two lines here, but basically. So says the Gemara, where the arrow is. You see where the arrow is? The first arrow. The Amar of Yossi. Yehei chelki mimachnise Shabbos b'Tveria u'motzi Shabbos b'Tzipori. So as Yehei chelki means halavai. Halavai that I should be from the people who accept Shabbos in Tveria and end Shabbos in Tzipori. Now, Tveria and Tzipori are two different cities. Tveria was in a valley. Tzipori was on what? On the mountaintop, right? So when you're in a valley, right? Now, it's Friday afternoon, and you're in a valley. So the sun is going to, from your perspective, is going to be hidden from you earlier than if you're on the mountaintop. Because if you're on the mountaintop, it's going to be lighter later, because it becomes dark when the sun sets. And if you're on the top of the mountain, you'll what? The sun will set what? Much later. If you're in the Amek, in the valley, it's going to set earlier. So he said, Yehei Chelki, it should be my Chelik, meaning Halavai, I should be on this, that I should be, accept Shabbos like the way people accept Shabbos in Tveria, meaning early. In other words, Halavai, I should accept Shabbos early and end Shabbos late. You know, that's what the Chafetz Chaim said. You know, the Zohar says that the whole bracha of the coming week comes from Shabbos. Because you want to have a good week, the next week, right? So then keep a good Shabbos. If you keep a good Shabbos, then the next week you're going to have a lot of bracha. So that's what Chafetz Chaim said. You shouldn't rush to end Shabbos, you know, because if the Shabbos is generating the bracha, so to me, the longer the Shabbos, the better. You know, you want to generate bracha. So he said, why I should accept Shabbos early, like the people in Tveria accept Shabbos early. Because they're in the what? In the valley. So they're, and therefore the sun is covered from them earlier, right? And the people in Tzipori are what? On the top of the mountain, they're going to end Shabbos what? They're going to end Shabbos later. So halavai, I should accept Shabbos early and end Shabbos late. That's how Rashi, if you want to take a look at Rashi. Let's see Rashi. There's Rashi. Yeah, you see, I didn't arrow it. If you see where it says Machnisi Shabbos B'Tveria, you see that? Last word on the line is B'Tveria. Machnisi Shabbos B'Tveria. Mibnei Shehi Amuka. It's deep. Right? It's deep. Amuka. Umachsheches. And it becomes what? Choshech. it becomes dark mibe'od yom. When it's still daytime, it's already dark. Usvurim shechashecha. Umotzi Shabbos b'tzipori. And let's end Shabbos, it's like they ended Tzipori, sheyoshevetz b'rosh ahar. V'olk shecham shokas nirasham or gadol u'ma'achron lotzis. Okay? That's the way Rashi learns. Now, the question is, what is the Iker Hadid? Was this, in other words, in the people in Tveria, when they were accepting Shabbos early, was that Iker Hadin? Or was that just a Chumrah, since they, you know, it was already hidden from them, so that's what they did. But is that an Iker Hadin? And similarly, the people who were Motzi Shabbos B'tzipori, did they really have to do that to be Ma'acher the Shabbos? Or was just a Chumrah that they were doing? That's the question. Was it really, in other words, what could be another possibility? So we saw yesterday, Tiferes Yisrael said, you know, Basher Husham, that it's not that they did a Chumrah, it's the other person said, I don't live in Tzipori, I don't live in Tveria, I live regular. I live in Rome. I live in a regular place. So halavai, I would wish that on a Friday I'd be able to be in Tveria, and on Shabbos I'd be in Tzipori. Well, it's Rashi from Rashi, that it's a chumrah. Right. So. So then what's they think, right? So the question is, what's the Iker Hadin? Right. If Yisrael Pori doesn't say that, because what Rabbi Tuchman is saying is by Tzipori, by Tveria, he seems to say that that's when it's. That's Mibod Yom, and it's still they're keeping Shabbos late. But Tzipori, he doesn't say that's. So Rabbi Tuchman is suggesting a possibility that maybe the fact that the people in Tveria keep Mekabel Shabbos early, maybe that's a Chumrah. The fact that the people in Tzipori keep Shabbos late, maybe that's Iker Hadin. So perhaps, therefore, that would. Imply that basically you go busser whatever big thing is in your vicinity, and you, in other words, I don't know where you go by in the tchum or whatever it is, and whatever is there, that's how you koveya. So meikar adin, if you would be in a place where there's a valley and then there's a mountain. So the Iker Halacha, perhaps as Rabbi Tuchman is saying from this Rashi, is to follow the top of the mountain. Both from Yetzias HaShabbos and therefore you could start Mekabel Shabbos later. Because you'll still see the sun till later. But you'll end Shabbos later. He's saying the Chumrah is that Halavai, that I should always be Kabbal Shabbos, Ki'ilu, I was in Tveria for the beginning of Shabbos and Tzipori for the end of Shabbos. Now, just parenthetically, there are other Rishonim that learn a totally different pshat in this Gemara, but that's just a side point, because we're going to just have to deal with what we're concerned with is what's pshat in those that learn the Gemara, you know, that it's referring to the sunrise and the sunset. Say, for example, Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachas on page 2, take a look. Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachas says a whole different page on page 2 where the arrow is. Haya mahalach b'shuki t'veria b'arvei shabbosos. Perish b'tveria haya min hogam l'gamer es hakli b'arvei shabbosos. What does that mean, l'gamer? You know what l'gamer means? They would make their clothing what? Smell nice. Basically what they would do is they would take spices, they would put the spices in the fire, and then when you put spices in the fire, then the smell of the spices comes up, then you put your clothing, so just make sure you don't burn your clothing, you put your clothing on top, and then it'll get all the smell, the good smell from the spices, so then when you go to shul Friday night, you have spitz clothing, and everyone, you know, it smells good. So the minhag in Tveria was they would do that on Fridays. On Friday, they would make the clothing smell. But Tveria haya minhagam legamer es hakli be'arvei shabbosos b'pnei kavod Shabbos she'arichu reich tov. U'v'tzipori haya minhagam legamer es hakelim b'motzai shabbosos. And in Tzipori, they would do this on Motzai Shabbos. They would want their... No, we'll see. V'gam heim l'chvot Shabbos ha'yosim she'yumarin hatzah she'yish lehem ha'nefesh ha'yisera she'yeh lehem b'mnuchas ha'shabbos v'dei l'snachim me'atzah she'yeh lehem praises ha'shabbos v'gam r'zakeim ha'riach reyach tov. So just like we know, what do we do for Neshama Yisera? That we don't... We lose our Neshama Yisera, right? After Shabbat. So what do to make us feel good? What do we do? What do we do? Oh. We smell the besamim, right? In Havdalah. We smell the besamim, Rabbi Talaki. We smell the besamim. So they would do something in addition. They would make their clothing... So basically, the people in Tveria would make their clothing smell good on Fridays, and the people in Tzipori would make their clothing smell good on Motzai Shabbos to show that they're so mitztayer from the leaving of the Neshama Yisera. In other words, everyone has on Shabbos an extra Neshama Yisera on Shabbos, and we lose it on Motzai Shabbos. So it's a we're upset. You know, it's like after Shabbos, you know, I feel a little down. So to make us feel good, we smell the psalm. So they used to... So this pshat has nothing to do with shkia tzeis. This has to do with, you know, perfume and stuff like that. Now, if you look on page 3, halavai that I should have the minhag to have my clothing smell nice going into Shabbos, l'kavod Shabbos, and on Motzai Shabbos also have my clothing smell nice to show that I'm... Yeah, nothing to do with a valley and a mountain. It has to do with your clothing smelling good. Right, Rav Telki? Yesterday we saw the pshat in Rashi about the valley of the mountain. The Rabbeinu Yonah in the second place says that the people in Tveria would have their clothing, you know, fragranced with the spices to legamer sakelim, so they should smell good when they're coming into Shabbos, and the people in Tzipori when coming out of Shabbos. Okay, now. Now the Rimigash on page 3, Rabbeinu Yosef Halebi Ibn Migash, one of the great Rishonim, discusses what this Gemara means. So he says, what are we talking about? Are we talking about two people? So he says, basically, we're talking about one person, and he basically is saying like this, that he says, halavai, I should start Shabbos in Tveria, and then walk over to Tzipori Shabbos afternoon. In other words, a person doesn't want to say, I should always be the Tveria person. Because the Tveria person is going to start Shabbos early, but it's going to also end Shabbos early, maybe. And the Tzipori person is gonna start Shabbos late, but it's also late. So each of them only has one mila. What he's saying is that Tveria and Tzipori were in the same tchum. They were near each other. So he said, I would like to start Shabbos in the valley. Because if you start Shabbos in the valley, then you're not going to see the sun. You're going to start it earlier. You're going to end Shabbos in what? In the mountaintop, then you'll end it. But if you're always going to spend the whole Shabbos in Tveria, or the whole Shabbos in Tzipori, then you're only going to get one mila. So he says, Al Kocha, that Tzipori and Tveria were in the same tchum. And that's what he's saying, that halavai, I should be able to do both. But it could be, according to this pshat, it could be that that's the Iker Hadin. In other words, against Rashi. Elavada achad gavra hu dekama. Shemam no Tveria Tzipori krovim ladodi, v'toch hatchum kaimi. Okay. So let's take a look now in the Ma'aril. On the next page. Right, that would be the Pashup Shah. In other words, I'm not in Tveri, I'm not in Tzipori. And halavai, I should make early Shabbos and do late.
And then you know, this riot goes out, then they might be far apart.
Right. So he was learning, right. That could be the Pashup Shah. The Barei Migdash is learning, it means that the person saying that I would love to be start Shabbos here and then Shabbos there, and it's not clear. You could still say it's a chumrah also. But, I don't know. So if you take a look in the... So basically what we want to try to find out is what is the Iker Halacha? Do you say you end Shabbos... In other words, if you're on the valley, you end it... You know, you start it early and you end it early. And if you're on the mountain, you start late and end late. Or is it something else? So the Ma'aril writes like this on page 4. Shabbos Palal im Bachurim. He would daven with the Bachurim. You know, like you guys. He would daven with the Chevra. The guys. Bechedro Acha Chazaras Halacha. So then, after they did the Chazara, Hey, a Malik Sham near Echad Cotton, Shoshav. I guess it was starting to get a little dark. They didn't have electricity. So he would be learning, they would daven. Well, first they would learn halacha, then he would light the candle. Now, sometimes the Chazar Shir took a little time. You know, you have in a Shir, the Rebbe doesn't end, you know. This is not the type of Shir we're going to have. We're going to end. So the Chazar takes long. Somuch l'tzeis ha-kochovim. So it was already next to near Tzeis ha-kochovim. Mikol mokom hayem spal tfilas ha-mincha. So basically they would have the Chazar Shir and it would be next to Tzeis ha-kochovim and they would daven mincha, even though it was pretty late. So what right did they have to daven mincha so late? It was probably after Shkia, it was Somuch l'tzeis ha-kochovim. So he says, "Umaisi Rayim in Parakol Kisve Amar of Yosi Echelki in Machnisi Shabbos Betveri." Or Salomer, "Mitoch she Yoshu ben Ha'orim u'mechash chiluhu mibod yom u'mechoy Shabbos in Yoshu v'tzipora." Salomer she Yoshu barosh Ha'orim. Alma b'nei Tveria im gam. See the people in Tveria im gam hechshich lahem ben Ha'orim mikol makom achori harim or yom gadol v'adayin lo over shas mincha. So he says that's the pshat. The reason why you could daven, they would daven mincha late, because even though it was pretty dark where they were, right, with the maril, but since there were mountains there, and if you'd be on the top of the mountain, it would be what? It would be light. So then, even though you're not on the top of the mountain, you could still daven mincha, even though it's pretty dark, because it's, if it's somach letzeis hachachavim, you're only going to see the chachavim when it's pretty dark. So he says that the talmidim of the maril would daven mincha late because they would follow the mountaintop. So that's like what Rabbi Tuchman was saying, that it could be that meikar hadin, it's totally on the mountaintop, and like Rashi. So therefore, even though you're in the valley, so for Shabbos that's a real chumrah. You know, if Shabbos is a din daraisa, skila. So then they were mekabel Shabbos early. They wouldn't do melacha if it was dark for them. They're not going to start doing melacha. But mincha they could daven. Yeah, well.
It's not that they were lower than the sea level, that it's the mountains weren't in the way.
And therefore what?
So like the Lamar and Sokka, first the beginning of Sokka, now after the time.
Yeah.
Ikka said the Sokka.
Right.
And Dalla, Harem, Ikka.
So you want to say that maybe the sea level is what's... Is that what you're saying?
The level you're on, the problem was that the mountains were in the way. The distinction would be the Maharam might agree that if it's shot, that let's say you go the other way. On the mountain, am I allowed to say Adam and Alos?
Right, so on top of the mountain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe the Ikkar Din is the top of the mountain.
You could still say that. If I'm behind the mountain, I can't see the sun. It's now darker because the mountain is in the way.
Right.
So even it's not that because it's lower than sea level, it's because there's a mountain.
Right. So the Mela is an Amic. So you're saying maybe the Ikkar Din is sea level?
Make a difference to the level you're on right now. That's
it. You mean even if it's lower than
sea level? If it's lower than sea level, it will be this thing doesn't apply. In a dead sea.
So where was Tveria? At sea level?
It's in a valley. Valley means our mountains.
Right.
It's not that it's lower than sea level. Uh-huh. Sometimes valleys can be higher than sea level too.
Right.
Because you have two big mountains here, and it's lower
So you're saying that the pshat is, so therefore what?
Pshat is, it's like the Lauren, so it's not...
You're not saying that you follow the top of the mountain.
Or the bottom.
You follow where you are.
And if
there's something in the way, we make believe it's not there. And
just
we
like the Gemara and Sukkah.
Dala, right, you're saying like the Gemara and Sukkah and Dove base. So then what's the Ikkar HaDin of Tveri and Tzipori, Mikra HaDin?
Mikra HaDin, that Gemara is relative to the Tzipori, you do it your goal based on that. It's very you wouldn't do it. Shabbos, you're going to be matzah because it's something to rice. You have something.
So when are you doing it, Meikar HaDin?
Meikar HaDin, you could go up until when Shkia would be. You would do no mountain.
And what about the people in Sipo on the mountain?
They would go the time with the normal time that they see. They go based on the sun.
But it's not sea level, it's where you are.
Right.
It's just that there's a map. See, what he's saying is, what Rav Yonis and Talithi is saying, is that maybe you go Basher Husham. So if you're in the top of the mountain, you go basically to the top of the mountain. If you're in the valley, so you go Basher where you are in the valley, but you're allowed to view Ki'ilu the Har is not there.
Yeah.
Right, so don't view Kiilu you're on top of the Har, just view it as Kiilu the Har is not there. So, but that's not a cash on him. Like you could ask a cash on Rashi.
No, Rashi says it.
Why? If the
cash
is on
me,
why is the cash on the Gemara? On the Gemara and so it's the same swap.
According to Rashi,
no, he's asking for the Gemara in Sukkah that says if you're if you're between the mountains, but the Gabe the sells Sukkah. So he says Dal. To all the mountains.
It's the same sorrow.
But when you were in a place where you're in the valley, there's a mountain block. You say that you're allowed to start Shabbos later. We look at when you can remove the mountain and it's still light outside. Even the whole even the kula.
No, I saw the mountain.
Direct.
Yes.
Even the kula.
It's light up in the cave.
What?
It's light up in the forest. It's light up in the cave.
You think the Mariel is saying what?
There's no light. You got a little light thing, a little
Mariel saying what?
A magical thing, so you don't give me any time. There's a little thing. I'm on the next three in the afternoon. That's when the light ends the cake.
Maybe if it's Fila, you could, like, shift your bed to it and say, oh, I have another.
Well, I think he's saying. He's saying that. Either you want to say your way or his way. Your way is to say, you view yourself Kiel, you're on top of the mountain. His way is to say, you view Kiel of the mountain is not there. Rashi's saying that Mikra Din, it's still Yom. Even though it looks dark, but it's still Yom. I think you could say either way. Well, you said the Ikra Din
earlier.
No, no, no. No, if you're on the mountain, you're on the mountain. You don't say the Kilo mountain's not there. For the people on top of the mountain. Because
he's at the time when you on the elevation level
you are
there.
At.
If there's something in the that's irrelevant from you, it's not you that's it's not Shia,
it's where you are. If there's something blocking, so it's where you are on the earth. So, but the thing's blocking, so those. Okay, so we'll see. We'll see.
And do you think there's a story to say that hey, that's not something that you can do with a go in any way? Like, how can I assess whether the being grieved so down with you? This is not very hard to.
This is not that hard a mathematical equation to figure out.
But if you know the damage isn't here, how do I know what to do?
Here, let's look. 1 second. Take a look at the Magen Avraham first on page 5. Look on page 5. Take a look on page 5. Says the Ramah. Hagah ulididan b'medina se'elu shenogim l'spal arvis miplag mincha ein lo l'spal mincha achakach v'dev v'shasadchak yotze im spal mincha ad alayla t'ayin etzeis ha'kochav. Right, the Ramos says you can daven mincha till etzeis ha'kochavim, and that's he's basing on a maril, and that's the maril we just saw, that they would daven mincha past the shkia, almost till Tzeis HaKachavim.
That my real is the last one only in the valley.
Yeah, in the valley. And he says, Zeloshon, look in the Magen Avraham, Zion, Tzeis Tzeis HaKachavim, Zeloshon, Tarki Moshe, my real, Hayem Ispal, Mincha, B'Shas HaTchak, Somuk, Tzeis HaKachavim. It's interesting, the Shas HaTchak was they had to finish the Shia. Right? They could have stopped the right? But he didn't want to finish the shiur.
There might be just a practical
Okay.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, it's a lighting situation. Omar Aval Pisha Nira Beir Light Let Me Call Mokom Adan Yom Hu Kamo Shomer Rabbi Yosim Echelgi Bachlisha Shabbos with Varia. Zer Dafke Beir Shabbotah Gvoim Oshe Yoshevis Beemek. So if you're in a city that has skyscrapers, a big, where you, so then you could daven later, even though it's going to be darker for you earlier. No, he says, "Bategvo umshu yoshevus be'emek." That's not, so. Either one, it's going to be darker earlier for you, and therefore you can daven mincha. No, because that's a different. Because the Empire State Building is not affecting. Is
according to the original Svara, not my Svara, the Svara that we had in terms of you, I could be on the top of the Empire State Building, so I could do with that.
Right.
So you're going with that.
So I mean, how far do you have to be within the Tchum or whatever?
What's considered the city?
Yeah. Yeah, take a look at the Sefer Or Hayom on page 7. He says it's an old Sefer. It was printed in Vilna in Tafer Esh Samach Aleph. 7. He says, V'nira ol b'mokom sheyesh lefnei ha'adam ha'omed ha'aretz binyanim givohim. They're tall buildings. O ilanos gvom, or tall trees. O harim kozman shenira or hashemesh al habatim hagvoim. Hayin shemisha omed sham yira od guf hashemesh. Because if you're standing on top of the Empire State Building, you'll still see the sun. So even though you're not, we follow adain lo nechshav kol hashkia lagamrei rach nechshav hashkia kisha avra gamim komus hagvoim haomdim lefnei haadam. Now, let me ask a question. Is going to be any time difference between the way you said it or the way he said it? Will it be? That was, you view it ki'ilu, the building's not there, or view it ki'ilu, you're on top of the building?
Yes.
It's going to be different? Will it be different?
A major difference.
Yeah.
Around a good 5-minute break, the gap between.
Yeah.
Let's do an experiment. Let's go to the top of the Empire State Building. Tell me when you see sunset, and I'll tell you what I see.
Okay, but he's mashma that.
This would have been easier about the point of attention.
Oh. Right. So if you take a look. Here, I want to show you the Evin HaEzel, and then Rav Moshe has a tshuva on this as well. So the Evin HaEzel on page 9. Yeah. Well, he was, Mrs. Zalman was at the meeting, he was one of the, he showed up at the meeting. Was Tukachinsky at the meeting too? Yeah, I have in the coming packets. I have a roster of who was at the meeting.
There's a history version of this series.
Yes, so you come next week. You'll have your history credits. He says, "Mashachakar malos kvod toroso perkei al dasa mekomus hagvoas v'mekomus hanemuchim im tzorich lachshav kmo mishor." In other words, the places that are high, the places that are low. Do you have to treat them like the regular? Upashed etzlo shemekomus hanemuchim avikemo hefsek choma. Hagvoim establish ein menachim hagova. It says like the places that are in the valley, that's like there's a choma. So if there's a choma, so we view it kilo, the choma's not there, like what you said. The places on top, that you follow what you are. And that's pshat in the Gemara. Yechelki machnis shabbos tveri, but see shabbos betzipori. Shikar shabbos hu al tveri ha'amuka. Iker hashevach, who al tveri ha'amuka. That's the chumra. That the people in Tveria are keeping Shabbos early, because they don't really have to. Aval bibnei tzipori hu miikar hadin, because if you're down, it was like that's what you were saying. Right, so he's saying like what you're saying, dal mihacha. So anything that's blocking is as if it's not there. Now Rav Moshe has a very interesting tshuva. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a very interesting tshuva on page 10, where he says like this. He wants to say a chiddush on page 10. He says on the bottom of page 10, on the left corner, he says, "Lachein anochel ani asdai de medina enu klum mashu b'shvil shahar mastir hashemesh lachsiva kishenishkol amokam hazeh kufurish barashi." He says, in other words, the fact that something is blocking, that doesn't count mikra din. For shki, he wants a, his chiddush, a most unbelievable chiddush. He wants a mechalik between shkia and seis. That shkia sachama, is totally on when the sun sets. So if you're in a valley and the sun is really setting later, so then you so that doesn't count. The fact that something is like what you said, something's in the way, that doesn't count, because sunset is either you want to say it's the mokum that you're on, like you said. See, Rav Shem, yeah. The mokum you are. Take away the. There was, if the mountain is blocking, take it away. If it's not blocking, because you're on top, because really you follow like Talati said, Rav Yonis, that you follow where you are. But if there's something getting in your way of the vision, so dal mihacha. That's for shkia. And if you're on top of the mountain or the building or whatever, so then nothing is blocking. So you're great. So you follow where you are. Because the real din is the, like Yonis says, Basher Husham. Basher Husham. You follow where you are. But if something's blocking, but he says, so the guy in the valley, something's blocking, so it's getting dark early. So he doesn't have to follow. When it's really dark by him. That's just a chumra. That's yehei chelki. But Rav Moshe says, but the guy in the valley is also going to see the stars earlier too, because since it's getting darker early, he's going to see the stars early. So that's meikir hadin. That whenever he sees the stars, even though that because of the mountain, it's blocking the sun, so he's going to see the stars earlier. That's Meikir Adin, that he follows when he sees the stars.
So one thing, seeing, I might
not like
this. Yeah. It doesn't really work with
his hate, though. Because Shkia is totally on when what's below the horizon. So whatever you could. So you have to take away any. You know, any things, any blockades. But when he says, when it comes to in tzeis kachovim, is that totally berias kachovim? Wow. So the Moshe said,
if it had been, do I ever
tzeis kachovim? The kaven denirim, but also a mokim gimel kachovim beinim havi laila. So this is what Moshe says, that that when you see three stars, when is Shabbos over?
I remember Rabbi Peretzky told me, he used to be the book in it, he went by Rabbi, by the Prophet Chaim. He said, in those days, you know, you didn't have a calendar to say with Shabbos. You know, in those days, the Prophet Chaim didn't come out of the house so much. He gave a little Sikhas Musar in the house before Shabbos. And then, towards the end of Sikhas Musar, he sent the Shabbos out to look to see if there were three stars. And then they would end Shabbos. Rabbi Peretzky told me that sometimes the Prophet Chaim knew that he went a little long, so you tell Shabbos you don't have to go out. The Rabbi Sif always said that he won't recite. That's how Rabbi Moshe came to his shita of the 50 minutes in New York, based on going outside and going on the porch and looking at the three stars. So he says that the. So, no, but this is very relevant. Rabbi Moshe's thing. No, because it's where he is. Whenever you see. Whenever Rav Moshe's shita is that three stars is holy when you see the three stars. So if you're in the valley, and therefore you can see three stars earlier because you can get dark quicker, so then you can have Shabbos earlier. So the Shabbos Shkia is holy on the actual Shkia, when it's going along the horizon. So any impediments, valley. It's a very humble support. Because, one second, because it's holy in the question of Rabbi Chaim, the Tzimtzum. In other words, the shayla of the three stars, is that within the degree of darkness? Or is it, no, the stars, that's light. That's Mahava light. It's not a simon of the darkness. But that is a shayla. So Rabbi clearly holds that's not a simon. It's an excellent light of the three stars.
So what if there's lights on?
What's that? The question is, what if the...
There shouldn't be any difference between that and...
Right. So therefore, the lights on you can see is...
So
still...
I can have a nice technical problem to last until 2 o'clock in the morning in certain parts. For example, the city.
If the lights are on, then you're going to see it later, right?
Yeah. That's an obstacle.
Right.
It's a different
kind
of obstacle.
Right, Shabbos is going to end. It's a cloudy night. It's going to end. You don't see the stars. But if you do see the stars,
you can.
Even though you
see it.
Right. In other words, seeing the stars, even though you're not seeing it, is not right because it's there. So you have a.
Well, the stars are always there. The stars are there during the day right now. Also, the sun's just too bright.
Right.
You can't see.
I mean, it's a chiddush. Rav Moshe is a very good chiddush.
The clouds are more of a thing.
But that was just a chumrah. But the people in Tveria, they're mechuyev. But he said, but the people in Tzipori, they're mechuyev. But the people in Tveria, for ending Shabbos, they'll end Shabbos when they see the three kochavim, and that's the din. Even though you could say it's a chumrah, maybe they kula because they end Shabbos earlier than they're supposed to. Because if you say that you're dal mihacha the mountain. So he says, no, for the Tzeis HaShabbos, it's not a din in darkness. It's a din in three kochavim. Even though, al pi din, shkia is a din in shkia, and therefore, it's a din of the cham. It's a kochavim, is a din in you seeing the kochavim.
Right,
it's a lambda, it's a lambda shavur.
Even according to Rav Moshe, there's a big difference between light. Versus clouds. I can see. The problem is there's an interference, like I'm inside.
Yeah. Okay. So I just want to add. I don't want to get too long. One second.
And then just a couple more things. Rav Abadi has a truvi on page 13 about if you're in the airplane. What's it then if you're in the airplane and you see the... So the airplane, you're going to see this, that's very high. It's even higher than the mountain. So he said, so Rav Abadi says, for hefsek tara, he tells if one wants to do a hefsek tara in the airplane, so he writes that he thinks that if you still see the sun, it's still you look outside, you still see light, so then it's still considered before shkia. You should put kol shi roa chama, bevadei have yom. Hare zek odom hanimtza barosh ahar. Sheetz lo have yom, kol zman shara panei chama. Then he quotes the Gemara on Shabbos. That would be the book of Rashiach Hashem. I'm in the Havi Laila, Lazli and Basim, Mokum Gavoa, Vinavon Klam Lam, Perish Hari Migash, the Echelki Hainu Imosu Hashem, Tila Shabbos, Abba Bitzvar, Vivu, Savadi Mashu Mokur Rashi, Vadayin Lom Tzasi, okay. Yeah, one second. So, Mesha Mukov, Machshachas Mibod Yom, Besvurim Shechashecha, near Mitzvah of Rafa Pida Mukov, Hashem Hashem Lom Mina Davi Laila, right, and Lazlin Bosom Mokum Gavoa. So, in other words, he's saying, from, in other words, he thought it should be, like he always tells me, Masher Husham, it should be. But he's saying, according to Rashi, those Rav Abadi really likes to say it's Masher Husham, even by Tveri. So he says that won't work good with Rashi. If you say with the Rimigash, so the Rimigash is could be mashma, not like Rashi, that it's a din basher, that you start at Shabbos here and Shabbos here, and each one is Medina, and the chiddush is that you halavai that I should be in a makom where Medina I have to start Shabbos early, and Medina I have to end Shabbos late.
So what's actually we talk about shkia and sittin, but when it comes to avos and dates, before and there you have to be mashma like the har.
There you have to be mashma.
Even the guy in the valley. Well, it's not too bad. What do you
even the guy in the valley. You mean for Neitzachama?
Right.
So.
Yeah,
so 1 second. So it should be. Yeah.
Okay,
it should be. No, but you just. Well, you view it clearly, though the heart's not there. Yeah. Right. Right.
But on the
higher
you
can
see it.
Right. Or you could say if the higher Dalmi Hakha the right. That's what I was well that's the two pshatim you were saying. Either the higher is not there or you're on top of it.
So
I don't know if there's such enough gamina.
So
right.
On the board I never have a
1 hour
a 2 hour day or something?
Yeah, one second. And then Taplin discusses so how do you? What's the din for Kriya Shema and all these things? Do you go buser how it is downstairs when you're on the plane, or the way you is there? But this chiddush of Rav Moshe is, and it's also you know in Vasikin we have a Vasikin minion. So I know in Shalavim there was a tower nearby. So there's always a discussion. People were telling me they went to do Vasikin. Do you do? What they call it, Nates Nira, Nates Nister. When do you do the Vasikin? Based on the Nates that Nira? Or Nister, meaning, you know, what it is, Kilo Dalmiha. See, Rav Shecht always likes to say that the Magen Avraham is sea level. But I'm not convinced that that's what the Magen Avraham means.
They always daven, they're always late. The times are all messed up. There's no... You're miles before sea level.
Even without the mountain.
Yeah, if you're in Denver,
Right, so we didn't see anyone. I don't think the Magen Avraham means sea level. Do you think Magen Avraham means sea level?
No
Rav Shechta says.
Denver, you're a long way to sea level.
Because what? It's very high.
No matter where you are, you're
Even on the flat ground, you're way above. Okay, Rav Moshe, shh. Okay, I'm going to end now. I don't want to go too long, but that was the main idea here. Like Rav Abadi always tells me, like, Basher Husham, he's a very much Basher Husham person. That, as you hold that if you didn't daven, if it's late, say you didn't daven Mincha, so just press the button on Belfer and go to and you want to do it before Shkia, so it's already Shkia on the ground floor, you in Machber, and you want to daven Mincha before Shkia, so just go to the top of Belfer and make a minion there. Well, if you say Mariel is Rashi, so then he was a little difficult with the Rashi. Right, the Rimagash didn't make it to the thing, but. Yeah. I mean, I think that's what he's saying here. I mean, that's what he's told me about, Bashir. Well, that's what it seems, because he's saying Rashi's against what he's saying, and if you say Rashi's Mariel, so... I mean, okay, Mogad Avram, I mean, the question, Mogad Avram, it's not the Mechaber, you know. So, it depends how you view the Mogad Avram as in terms of the... Yeah. Okay, Rav Moshe, I'd like to, 1 second... This is the basic idea of the shiur today. I'd like to say hello again to all the guests. And I want to wish you that you should enjoy. You come back. I'll talk to your Rebbe to see what time we'll have shiurim in the future. And it's a big schus to have you here. And you should enjoy. And maybe do some recruitment now. You know, you can come here for college. You have learning here in the morning, and then you have college. You can become a doctor, a lawyer, and then you can learn also. So you should think of coming to Yeshiva University for your, you know. First, you should learn in Eretz Yisrael for a year or two. Right? When are you graduating high school? 10th grade. So, Od Shadei Shanim. Gambru 10th grade? Ma? It's 13th grade? Really? You have 5 years of high school? How does it work? 5 years of high school?
Yes.
I would suggest you come to New York already. We can get you off in the... 5 years of high school. In New York, they won't stand for this. 5 years. We try to take the 4 and we make it 3. We're not even standing for 4 years. Okay, but thank you for coming. Enjoy your stay, and come to Yeshiva University when you finish. You should go learn Torah in Eretz Yisrael, then come back here, and we'll have chairs for you here, and it's very good. So Shabbat Shalom to everybody, and it's good to meet you all, and all the best.